remember, it takes me back to our first interview. From watching this, it takes me back to our first interview when dude said, like, Belichick knew that he had his quarterback. I think that was kind of a... But I ain't going to say it on air.
Okay. One thing I do want, before we transition to basketball, I do want to address on something about these latest coaching hires. We talk about what the coaching staff is going to look like and how Steve Wilkes got a raw deal. How's everybody's team doing right now? How your team's doing?
All 32 of them.
All of them.
All 32. Now we got to start with you. How all of your teams doing?
The WB. Yeah.
Talking to you.
Yeah. How? Yeah. This question is addressed to you.
Oh, you're falling asleep.
See you. No, he.
Oh.
He getting, no. He getting his book. How are all of your team doing?
All of them.
Mine is the Chiefs. We already know how they doing.
Well, Milwaukee is going to be down.
No, NFL.
No, we're talking about all your NFL teams because you like all 32 teams.
So how are all doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to you on that.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Well, you know, I'm going to hedge this a little bit. Because I just want to see how Washington do. They do have the number two pick.
Well, Washington was my team.
Well, see, hold on. Well, everybody talking about why you want to bring up Washington. Well, let's talk about this real quick. The traction that this CJ feels, the Pittsburgh, may be going down. Justin Fields, the Pittsburgh Steelers, may be really going down.
Well, he needs you.
It's been a hot topic the last few days.
It been more than a hot topic because just 2 days ago, I was like, I seen somewhere it is possibly ready to go down.
Yeah, they already cut Mr. Trubisky.
Yeah.
Well, they had no choice but to.
But, And you know what's so crazy about it? Because I think on the back end of this, if they trade Justin Fields to Pittsburgh, Chicago ends up with 3 first round picks in this year's draft because they got the number one pick because of a trade for DJ Moore last year.
Right.
You really did. And then they still got their pick.
You really think they gonna get someone give a? Would you give a first with Justin Fields?
If I'm Pittsburgh, yes.
You're that. You willing to go that far? I'm asking. I'm not.
Yes, he's worthy of a first round pick.
I think Pittsburgh could get him for a third.
And. If you're talking about getting them now, season over, you can't come at me. You can't come at me if I'm Chicago without giving up your first round pick.
I don't think he's worth that.
And the setup to make the pie so sweet, you give me your first round pick, but I'm paying his salary this year. And it ain't coming out of Pittsburgh pocket.
Yeah, that's why I don't see.
I'm kind of on the fence with is he worth the bag because.
Yes, he is. He's the quarterback for Tomlin in that Pittsburgh stick. If he go there.
Well, I mean, I want to see.
If that trade happened. Within 3 years of him, within 2 to 3 years of him being in Pittsburgh. Is an AFC Championship game or a Super Bowl appearance for the Pittsburgh City? Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
He's never sniffed the playoffs,
bruh.
I'm not giving up a first for him.
I don't know. I wouldn't be so.
I don't think Pittsburgh has to give up a first for him.
No. I wouldn't be so quick to
they do a swap. A swap quarterback.
I don't see nobody giving up a first for him.
First round, won't they go after one of them? Quarterbacks, that's coming out right now.
Well, the boy from USC said he don't want to go to Chicago. And if I the best thing for me, the best thing, no,
they can't.
They can't because they got a late round pick. All them top, unless they move up in the draft. That's why they trying to either move up in the draft or just go ahead, try to get them a quarterback and make a trade for a quarterback. But if I'm Chicago and the number one pick, truly, I'm going to pay Justin Fields. And I'm going to draft Marvin Harrison. And we're going to rock.
I can.
Offense would be so explosive.
I would pay Justin Fields if I was Chicago. How well?
But
I'm trading that number one pick.
For what?
What?
You lose.
What am I losing by trading back?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
What good is Marvin Harrison Jr. gonna do if my old line is trash? Absolute garbage. The main problem with Chicago is they couldn't protect Justin Fields. Why the hell am I going to get all these little shiny toys to play with and I ain't going to have time to play with them?
Excellent point.
You can get that in free agency.
They've been trying to do that for years. How's it been working out for them?
Chicago has never been an offensive line type of team. You know, everything that about that organization since they'd have been the organization been nothing but defense.
They
only care about one side of the ball. And that's always been the defensive side of the ball. But yeah. I'm telling you now, I got Justin Fields, DJ Moore. Why not bring some flair back to the city, the Soldier Field with adding Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah, how long is that flair gonna last when they can't give him the ball?
Hey, they went to the.
Can you stay healthy for one?
Man, they did go to the Super Bowl and lose to the Colts with no number one receiver.
Rex is our quarterback.
And okay, and how long?
Exactly. So
Rex, how long ago was that?
Regardless of the fact, if Rex Grossman can take Chicago to a Super Bowl without him being a real quarterback or no number one receiver in the NFL, why Justin Fields can't do it?
Because the O-line is trash.
Did Rex Grossman have an O-line?
He didn't.
Okay.
And Ole.
He didn't.
Ole. Okay. Thank you.
But you still got to protect him if you want to do something with
him. Hey, look. Don't you do this because them people protected Rex Grossman just as good as Miami protected Tua last year with his gang signs.
Oh. Would you really compare those two?
Yeah. The only thing is that Rex Grossman didn't throw up no gang signs when he got hit.
Wow.
Tua jersey was a lot cleaner than Fields was.
This year.
Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest knock on Miami all season. Hey, can Tua stay upright?
I'm a Justin Fields fan, and I'm tired of y'all.
I'm a Justin Fields fan too. I want to protect him.
No, you're not.
It all starts with the O-line. If you can't protect, you know, your quarterback, hey, you're never going to get nowhere. Kevin,
do not talk about offensive lines.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Do not go there.
Here it comes.
Because we had the worst offensive line in NFL this year.
You ain't got to remind me.
I shouldn't even ask you because I forgot that you on the fence is being a fan.
No. Okay. I just call a spade a spade when I see it.
I don't know if you really a Washington fan.
Hey, all I'm gonna tell you, hey, I'm an analyst first. But the thing is, you got to call a spade.
But just make sure that you bet against us all next year when this season starts over again. And the league and
you know what though? As crazy as it is that.
I think that you might need you a cowboy jersey.
Oh hell no! That would never happen with that.
Why not? Because no. you don't the way you talk about Washington ain't no better than what a Cowboy fan would say about their team. You might as well join
man,
them.
Hey,
put a star on you.
You would never find that.
Well, I definitely would. I'm gonna definitely put you a star together.
No.
And command the color.
Now, aren't you the same guy that
you did the same thing.
One time, right?
No.
I only did it once. Twice. I did it twice.
Yeah.
I was you did that 2 weeks in a row, bro.
Yeah. And it was for points.
It's okay when you
It's okay for you to do it. Nobody say nothing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But I did the exact same thing.
You already know that I don't bet against them for real. But you, my friend.
Oh, no.
You almost
you
had
can cut that out.
Season of it.
You can cut that out.
And look, do not disrespect this. Do not disrespect
what
the Studio WB Pick'em Camp like that.
You ain't no champ.
Yeah.
You didn't win it.
Hold on. I won it amongst us.
He was the highest amongst us.
Yeah, you were.
Hold on. That was because you was first all year.
Then I came under the top 10. So what you're saying does not count.
I finished number two. I'm the Studio W chair.
You know, okay. I hate to say this, Roma. you kind of sound like me when my Eagles kept going to NFC Championship game and losing.
Yep. That's what I be right now. I be that. Because I was.
Because you were there watching me in my misery. Weren't you?
I was there.
Of course.
But I'm the Studio W champ.
Okay.
Because we had to hear him gloat about being in it. Being top five all season long, and
both of them was in the top five all season.
Y'all was holding that, asked me where I was and everything.
She had number one down for like the first 13 weeks of the season.
I held it down.
See,
and then here I come, playoff time.
And look, the last three games hurt y'all the worst.
Yep.
The last three.
It's only gonna
take one game to knock you down.
Y'all had
I ran the table after the first week of the playoff.
He ain't on a 7-game heater.
Now we're on the table. I predicted even the Super Bowl win.
No, I mean,
that was a seven game heater. Yeah. That was a 7-game.
Like the division round, the conference championship, and Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those three last three rounds, you ran the table on those three. The first round was the only thing that, you know.
Yeah, I split.
Yeah, you split with that. But you came on, again, I always kept saying, you come hot at the right time, guess what? The results are going to be, you'll be shooting close to the top. And you went from the middle of the pack.
All the way up there.
Middle of the pack to second. And at one point, you were this, if it ended the way it did on some of these situations, you actually would have won by 1 point. It was that close.
Man.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a reason that I finished in second, because if I would have won it, oh, man.
And see.
We couldn't set you up.
We can't shut him up now.
All right, so, guys.
All right.
It's 10:35. It is the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J. We're going to transition real quick to the NBA. We're going to put a – we got plenty to talk about, but we only got a little bit of show left.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. We'll get back to football next week.
Y'all see
that? I got a basketball trivia question.
Oh, this is good.
It's NBA All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we always like to watch the skills challenge, the three-point contest, the slam dunk challenge. There is two gentlemen that we all know and love that have competed in the three-point contest and the slam dunk contest in the same year. Who are they?
The same night.
Yes, the same night. There's only two individuals in NBA history to have competed. I ain't talking about winning. I'm talking about competed in both the three-point challenge and the slam dunk contest in the same year.
For one of my answers, I would say, because I think it fits his personality,
This was on color TV, so everybody has witnessed this.
I'm going to say Nate Robinson as one. That's probably my only answer, because I don't know nobody else going to do.
They have competed in the... Hey, Mark, you heard that?
The dunk contest?
Yeah, I'm going to say Ray Allen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You can play... That. Okay. Kevin looking it up.
I'm going to guess Vince Carter.
No, I would say Ray Allen, and I would say Nate Robinson.
Yeah, I think Nate did it. I definitely think Nate did it.
Babe, can I take a stab at it?
You know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to say Ray Allen and Allen Houston.
Those are actually two good guesses.
I'm going to say Damian Lillard and Kenny Smith.
She looks something up. She cheated.
No Googling.
She cheated. She cheated.
Yes, yeah, those are the correct answers. Damian Lillard and Kenny the Jet Smith are the only two individuals in NBA history to compete in the slam dunk contest and the three-point challenge in the same year. Now, there's plenty of others that have competed in both, but they're the only two that have done it in the same year.
Who has the most All-Star game points?
You can't ask questions unless you know the answer. It was
Kareem Jabbar.
We already know. LeBron James is the answer. He just passed Kobe and Jordan in most All-Star game points last year.
Okay, so what do you got? Well, I come up with the next trivia question. What do you guys think about this All-Star weekend coming up? What are y'all looking forward to the most?
With me, I'm just glad they finally got to the old format, East versus West.
Well, I'm just looking forward to the trash that they're going to put on TV.
I'm looking forward to the three-point contest.
You know, the only thing I'm looking forward to is seeing Virginia.
Yeah, the girl from Steph Curry. And the girl from that played for Oregon, that played for the New York Liberty, their 3-point shootout. That's what I'm looking forward to. They're ahead.
Sabrina and that's too.
Yeah. Dunk contest.
Yes, they are.
There's nobody that I want to see in it.
Yes, it is.
Jaylen Brown's one of them.
Jaylen Brown is in it, and no, we all rooting for Gate City to repeat, bro.
Who?
Matt McClung. Gate City, Virginia.
I ain't worried about him.
Last year's slam dunk contest.
He playing again. He ended again.
Yeah, we got. Man, come on! Don't be like that, man.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
I'm not interested in it because I've been salty since Aaron Gordon was robbed 2 years straight.
But you would have watched it anyway.
I watched it, but Aaron Gordon got robbed 2 years straight by Zach LaVine.
Not that last year, it wasn't by Zach LaVine. It was by somebody else.
I remember the boy from the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
You talking about Derrick Jones Jr.?
Yeah. But the year that he got robbed by Zach LaVine, I ain't get robbed.
Yeah, I want to see like a car as a prop.
I think really the last time before the Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine show off, the last dunk contest I looked at was the Vince Carter jump when I was calling all his dunks out before I even knew that he was going to do them.
Okay, so speaking of, who has the most in NBA All-Star history, who has the most three-point shootout wins? I give you a hint. It's two players that's tied.
Who, Steph Curry?
The most NBA three-point contest wins.
Let me think about this.
Yesterday, you're not allowed to look it up.
Let me think about this.
I'm going to guess one of them, maybe Reggie Miller.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say Larry Bird and Craig Hodges.
Let me see. Who has the most 3-point contest wins in All-Star history?
WB.
One of my picks going to be Klay Thompson.
Michael Jordan has only competed in one slam dunk. I mean, one 3-point shootout.
Oh, 1 3-point?
Yeah.
No slam dunk.
Now, with the slam dunk question is next.
Oh, 3-point.
Yeah.
Who has the most three-point contest wins?
But you know.
All right, the correct answer is what Mark said. Larry Bird and Craig Hodges are tied with three NBA.
I think Klay got two, though.
I know he got at least one because he beat Steph for it, but it's not there.
Oh, and we had a Klay sighting the other night, too.
Hey, what about that Wimby triple-double, though, with the 10 blocks? Yeah, you didn't see that?
No.
Victor Webiyani had like 35.
How many down?
Like 17 and 10 blocks.
Whoa. Yeah. Now I see that. They still lost, didn't they?
No, they won.
Oh, we're finally won again.
Oh, they've been winning a lot lately.
So I
think he's coming along, though. I think picking up a little momentum.
But hold on. The craziest thing. Fred VanVleet got 47 blocks on the year. 47 blocks as a guard. He got more blocks than the center in Denver. Mm-hmm. He got more blocks than Bam Adebayo in Miami. He got more blocks than these 4-5 people. That's 16 or 6'9 or better. Fred VanVleet, 5'11 on a good day.
Good Lord.
Webby Yanni got like over 100 blocks though for the year. Going into All-Star weekend.
All right, so we got another one. Since we talked about the 3-point contest, now who's won the most slam dunk contest in NBA All-Star history?
Oh, boy.
Nate Robinson.
Slam dunk?
Yeah. Who's won the most slam dunk contest in NBA All-Star history?
Nate Robinson.
Nate has two.
Yep.
No, it would be Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
Okay. It is Nate Robinson, but he has three.
Okay, well.
No other player has three. I got another one for you. Name the only white man to ever win the slam dunk contest.
Tom Chambers.
Mac McClung.
I was gonna say McClung.
Tom Chambers won it too.
No, he didn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. It is two now. The second one is Brent Barry.
Brent Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Brent
I forgot Barry. About that.
Oh,
Brent Barry.
Yeah,
Brent
he was Barry. The first one when he was playing with the Spurs. Because he jumped from the foul line.
Well, he was with the Clippers at that time.
Yeah. So, all right. Who has the most dunks in NBA history?
Man.
The all-time leader in total dunks.
Dwight Howard?
I'd say Dominique Wilkins.
I'm going to say Dwight Howard.
Hey, Dad, who has the most dunks in NBA history?
Okay.
He wanted to say Will Chamberlain.
No, he didn't.
No.
You know, he's a Bill Russell guy. He's not gonna give Will flies that easy.
Right.
Kevin?
Will Jordan?
Let's see, Will only has two championships, I think. Doesn't he have two?
No, he got one.
He has two.
Yeah, he won one with Philly and one with the Lakers.
One with the Lakers.
Yeah, well, you were right. The correct answer is Dwight Howard.
But Shaq is a very close second.
And he will remain a very close second.
Yeah.
You know, and the crazy thing is, that was a record that the what that started their beef.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the start of their beef.
Where was Jordan in that list? Because, you know, Jordan was known for his dunks.
Yeah, but exactly. But Jordan ain't dunk like that. Like, a lot of Jordan game was reverse layups. He didn't want a dunk contest or two, but, like, he didn't do a lot of dunking in the games. Unless he had
to. I what?
It was so many different aspects of the ways that Mike could score.
I mean, yeah.
Like, it was only one way that Dwight Howard could score.
Okay.
And that was the dunk on you.
Okay.
All right, so let's transition. We're gonna talk a little bit of basketball. I'm gonna have some more trivia with you guys next week. Make this a little. We gotta talk about.
Okay. We gotta start with the Bucks. I got to. I'm sorry.
Man. I was gonna start with the Bucks, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. But trash. Okay. First of all,
trash over the last month.
Let me ask y'all this: did any of y'all watch the game on Thursday? Between the Bucks and the Grizzlies. No.
That's why you don't wear your coat.
They lost in the last seconds.
But here's the biggest takeaway.
Damian Lillard tricked that game up, dude.
The biggest takeaway for me, the Grizzlies basically got a G League roster.
Yeah.
No Jared Jackson.
No Steven Adams.
There were 10 players that were out.
And then they gave up their best G League player. The light-skinned boy, Kenny Lofton or something.
And even Scottie Pippen didn't play.
Scottie
Pippen? There was a Scottie Pippen that's on the roster. He didn't play either.
Scottie Pippen Jr.
Oh, we came to Memphis.
Yes.
Trash.
But the thing that got me, that was the biggest. You lose basically the entire roster and you still lost to the Grizzlies? I mean, okay. So basically, Doc Rivers is 3-7 since he took over.
And he's an all-star coach.
I'm sorry. Doc Rivers, never in my top five.
And he's the coach of the East Coast, Eastern.
Yep, and he's the East Coast all-star team.
I want to know who he sold cocaine to get that job.
So, what?
He gave his paycheck to the Milwaukee, the old Milwaukee coach.
I still can't let this go.
Because you know good well he didn't deserve to do that.
I mean,
that
job. Like
still, you know good well.
$100,000 paycheck for the coach, the all-star team.
You know good well is supposed to still. Agent Griffin should still be there. They wouldn't be in the funk they in right now.
And what makes it so bad, when they had a press conference and Giannis
Jason Kidd for real.
Giannis said half the players their minds were in Cabo. So they were on vacation. On some of them.
How you got so many defensive? It's not the lack of talent.
That's why we're putting so much on.
It's not the lack of, because you got Pat Bevel. Known for defense.
He balled in his first game and they won.
You got both Lopez.
No, they got rid of them. They got rid of one of them.
They got rid of Robin. Brooke Lopez still there. Who was second in defensive, in the defensive vote last year.
Giannis. They had the low cut. Who got the low cut?
That's Brooke.
That's the one they got rid of?
Nah, Robin's the one. One with the long hair, with the fro.
So they got rid of the one with the fro.
Yeah.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell you straight up and down. The problem with the Milwaukee Bucks is one thing and one thing only. He plays in Boston now. That's all I got to say.
Oh, he's
coming back from Brogdon.
No. No, Jrue Holiday.
Yes.
That's not the only reason, though.
No, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's one
you
of them.
You give up a two-way off. You give up a two-way point guard that plays, that's offensively sound and defensively sound for just Damian Lillard. That is offensively sound, offensive point guard. Damian Lillard
doesn't play defense.
Damian Lillard and Giannis ain't gonna mesh because they both think they both got one thing and one thing only on their mind. Score.
That's what I'm saying. They don't play defense.
Giannis does play a little bit.
Giannis does, but not Damian.
But the thing is, like, with Jrue Holiday being your point guard, he gets the team involved. Damian Lillard comes down court, get a screen off a pick and roll. He's not going to pass the ball to the roller. He's going to pull up. Jrue Holiday in that situation when they won their championship, guess what he'll do in that situation? They set up the pick and roll. He's going to get a ball to Giannis. Diving through the lane, cutting down the lane off of the pick. Mm-hmm. That was a bad move for Milwaukee because it's not enough ball, no pause, to go around in Milwaukee with Damian and Giannis.
But see,
they both are ball dominant players. It don't work.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. They knew that was coming. They knew they were going to have to deal with that. And they still have not figured it out. That's on them. Because they knew this was coming.
CJ.
Coming to the Studio W Sports page, we have the greatest Cowboy fan of all time, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. CJ Richardson.
What's happening, man? I'm early for next week.
Next week? What's going on next week, CJ?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just late for this week, so I figured I'd tell you I'm early for this. I'm early for this.
You've been rolling, boy.
Well, yeah, man, I got to go out of town in a few minutes, man.
You line them up and knock them down.
What you talking about, Valentine's Day or my work? What you talking about?
Just you stay busy.
Oh, yeah, you got to stay busy. Yeah, That's why I'm late, because I was going to get the money.
Before I get the flow, CJ, let me tell you right now, the Studio W Sports page will take a week off next week. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. After this, we're not gonna be on next week.
All right, cool.
So how you been, brother?
I wasn't gonna be here anyway, but I was just letting you know I was early for next week. I never said I'd be here. I just, putting a disclaimer out there. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. Y'all know we coming off of Love Week. This still Love Week. Valentine's Day was just the other day. Yes. Yeah, I ain't got the feeling in my extremities back yet, boy. I think I went all out. You know how you in the zone? And I thought I was 27 again. I ain't doing that no more.
Yeah, you can do it again next year.
Hey, Neil, I think I ate the wrong box of chocolates.
You ate the infused can?
What was in there?
Oh, no.
Stop saying that enough. Keep on. Keep on. Stop.
Hey, Dad, he had some of your kind of chocolates. CJ has some of your kind of chocolates.
Oh,
I'm nervous right now. If it don't come from the earth, I ain't eating them. No.
Alcoholic strawberry or two?
No, I don't do no alcohol. That stuff mess your body up. What you got in your hand right there, boy?
Oh, this is tea.
Oh, good. Unsweetened, natural from the earth? Yeah.
It's sweet tea.
Oh, no, you messing your body up with that sugar.
Yeah. So, CJ, give me your thoughts on the Super Bowl, man.
They got what they deserve. Couldn't have happened to a better team. Oh, I loved it.
Oh, man.
Oh, talk about it, CJ. Talk about it.
Oh, man, did. Look, them people was up. Ain't they been up 10 or more in the last three times they went to the Super Bowl?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And jacked them all up? Who didn't see it coming?
I saw it.
Exactly. Man, that thing was beautiful, man. Being a Dallas Cowboys fan and the San Francisco 49ers go to the Super Bowl and lose, I thought it was criminal. I thought it was Christmas, man.
Hey.
Debo on the sideline, because you know they always show Dak Prescott on the sideline when we lose. But that Debo picture with the confetti dropping on him.
Oh, yeah, it's your red and gold. That's your red and gold.
Hey, you was on them too. You was on them people too. Hey,
man. Oh, it was too funny.
You gotta stay on them people.
Did you bring the guitar out?
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't at home.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because I had something for them, but I wasn't at home. But they got exactly what they deserved, man.
I seen it when you pulled up and started singing a song by a San Francisco fan.
Yes, indeed.
In all seriousness, I'm going to send this question around the room. I'm going to send this question around the room real quick. We got a few minutes left. Do y'all see San Fran going back?
No.
Why, Kevin?
Well, I saw something that said, unless they do right by Colin Kaepernick, they'll never make it back. But I think, like I said, and CJ brought this up too, man, like the other day, and we talked about this. They let go of the wrong coach. The wrong coach. You know, I mean, you use your press conference to throw him under the bus, and on top of that, all the spots from were taken, and you left the man out to dry. You fire him in the middle of Black History Month? Something ain't right with that. I'm sorry.
Well, the question was, do you see him going back? And the honest answer, as a football answer, is yes. And the reason I say that is because they still got a lot of young talent secured. You know what I'm saying? So it's very, very possible they could go back. You know, their main competitors, they've dominated. The Eagles, the Cowboys, and, you know, the Lions gave them the game away. But I think, you know, the Lions had one of those games where they were on fire and they still lost.
Mm.
So when you say, can they go back? Very easily. You know, they got a defense where I probably could go in there and run cover three and we'll win some games with me. So, you know, they fired the guy, you know, probably because the coaches didn't get along. You had to have a scapegoat anyway. You know what I'm saying? Makes the fan base happy. Somebody got fired, but it was awful. It was an awful hire. The NFL need to investigate stuff like that because the minority coaches, they have a short stick.
Yeah, they do.
You know, he had a better resume than D'Amico Ryan, and he was almost coach of the year. You know, he took over for that guy, so it was horrible. One of those privileged coaches, you know, because everybody is touting the San Francisco 49ers coach, except for the big games. He can't win that, but he is a regular season killer. He'll gut you down in the regular season. I ain't gonna lie about that, but he just can't win the big game. Now, he can win playoff games, but he can't win the big one. The pressure gets too tight, but yeah, I can see him going back, and I don't even like the San Francisco 49ers, and I hated to say that.
Hey, Mark, you see him going? You see the Niners going back? Hey, Mark. I was seeing Mark having a little bit of technical difficulties there, so I'm gonna go to the other side. Do y'all see the Chiefs going back?
I don't see nothing that's stopping them.
I can't see why not.
I'm going to say I don't see them coming back.
Why? And why is that?
Because I really don't think they're going to keep that momentum next year.
They don't lose nothing. And they keep this same team together.
They're going to lose team.
You act like that game was a blowout. They could have lost
that game. But no, I'm just saying, but they don't. They keep that same nucleus of players together. It's not going nowhere on either side of the ball. Everybody locked in.
No.
For the most part.
First of all, y'all got like number two pick or next year. So,
Commander?
Yeah.
They still ain't going nowhere.
Hey, you know what?
But that gives them a better chance of going somewhere. I didn't say they're going anywhere. I will never say the Commanders will go anywhere.
Oh wow.
But that gives them a better chance and puts the Chiefs down lower.
I see, they got that quarterback that don't nobody else got.
The magician.
Yeah.
The Magician.
They won the Super Bowl with like a 9-7 or a 9-8 record this year.
I just want to say on record that Romar Smith was the first person to ever call Pat Mahomes the Magician.
Thank you. Okay. And ESPN stole his idea.
Hey, Mark.
I think the Chiefs can go back easily, you know. Because even in a mediocre season, they hit the switch when they needed to. And here's the thing about the Chiefs. They're going to bring some receivers in. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to get better.
Exactly. You know?
So that's the part everybody hasn't, free agency hasn't hit yet. They're going to bring some people in. Oh, you dropping the ball? Oh, we're going to bring some people in that can catch the ball. You know? So they're going to get better. They're going to have all the weapons. And here's the thing that's running around on ESPN. Everybody's like, what's the team that can stop them? And they keep saying, well, Joe Burrow. But then they had to put that quotation behind it. If he's healthy. When is he healthy, though? You see what I'm saying?
And he just lost his OC.
That's my point. So he gonna have some growing pains as well. You know, there's certain quarterbacks, they just want to cram and make them it. Mm-hmm. But right now, Patrick Mahomes is it.
Yep.
You know, it was like when the Bulls had Jordan. When they get to the finals,
it's a wrap.
You already know what's gonna happen.
Yep. You already know.
You already know what's gonna happen.
And it's crazy because, like, I told a friend of mine, I was like, he got a different type of switch when they come on to him when they come playoff time.
Right.
You can, I'm like, if you're a football fan or you didn't play football, you can see that he gonna go all out. Right. He turned that joint on.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And he did the same thing in the Super Bowl after halftime. Let me turn my switch on. I forgot to turn it on.
Right. Hey guys, we're gonna put a pin in this and we get back to this on in a couple of weeks. But before we ride out, we talked about the NFL, we talked about the NBA. I wanna talk about real quick, last topic we're gonna go before we get out of here. We gotta go to the college realms. And I'm gonna put this out there. Right now, women's college basketball is dominating over men's college basketball. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Go for it, CJ.
You got one white woman shooting jumpers. I didn't mean to say it like that, but it was on my mind. Okay, you got the lady from Iowa, and congrats to her for breaking that record. But you got to realize, Mel, the media can make whatever the top story they want. You know, it could be the hot story this week and we'll never hear from them next week. So they hot, as you said, right now, they are hot because the young lady from Iowa. However, you know, March Madness is coming. We're not going to hear too much more about that, you know. So they gave it a spotlight while, you know, it was a hot story going and they promoted it and they did all of that. And they've been trying to push women's basketball equally. So I do appreciate it, but you know, when March Madness come and the big boys come out, man, and you know, all the money's behind it, the guys, and that's, you know, it's unfair or fair, but they fill the arenas, they help all the contracts, you know, they run sports. So I wouldn't say that the women are running it. I would say that they're getting a little more media, and I like it.
Okay.
I like the push in the direction of the women's college basketball game right now. You know, like outside of Caitlin, you definitely gotta go out there to Southern California and see Juju. Miss Watkins like that. That girl at USC like that.
Okay, so we got Caitlin Clark, we got Juju.
We got the whole South Carolina women's team.
Yeah, she got another undefeated season going on right now, but It don't mean a thing.
Like
it don't mean a thing.
It
ain't got that ring at the end of it.
Yeah, but, you know, my opinion is this. Right now, for me, men's basketball, college men's ball, it means nothing to me till March. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it used to be back in the day, you had the Big East and all, and I mean, you had so many divisions going on that I'm now at a point where I really don't even follow it until March comes up. You know, last year, my opinion, first time I really, I mean, I've always watched women's basketball, but I mean, I zeroed in on it during that tournament and they put on the show. And the problem is for women's basketball, like CJ said, you might have one or two stars throughout the way. You got South Carolina's team, but at the end of the day, the money's coming through the March Madness. And that's just where it's coming through. I mean, last year, I'll be honest, I watched that finals game with Iowa and LSU, and you know, it almost made me feel to some point, if you watch that game, that you almost had two races going against each other. You had, I mean, I'm just being real with you. You had Black America going for LSU, South Carolina, where you could see where white America was. I mean, you could see it at the game. It was nothing but people for Iowa. They've always wanted to create a distinction between the two, but at the end of the day, March Madness takes over. That's where the money comes through. And that's what I guarantee you, once that tournament started, ain't nobody thinking about nothing but seeing what's going to happen in the NCAA tournament for the men. The women's tournament, in my opinion, they get in the crowds. They're keeping it going. Growing in SC is the truth. But I still think men's basketball's overall gatekeeper money revenue is coming through there. But I'm curious, because it might change this year, but I doubt it.
I can go along with that. You know, we always say follow the money. See, this is my thing real quick before we ride out. I can name more female college basketball stars than I can the male stars right now.
I agree. I can too. I mean, I'm just being honest. That's where it is right now.
I can see a change in the wins, but I understand what everybody's saying. At the end of the day, March Madness is going to come down. It is going to take over.
It's all about the men.
That's who brings in the money. That's what Vegas controls. Once Vegas sees, Caitlin Clark probably be gone next year, but we got some college basketball stars on the women's side that's more marketable, because Caitlin Clark is the only female college basketball player that's able to set a personal attendance record for 7 venues this season. Which means she went on the road, sold out, and broke attendance records on the road wherever she went.
I mean, that's must-see TV, though.
That's something to be said about that, because men ain't doing that.
Let me ask you a question, though. I mean, serious question. The girl is bad, no doubt about it. But do you think that's because she's got white America supporting her and selling out these venues?
Yes.
Because, I mean, you got Juju out in FC that's doing the same thing. But you don't get near the crowds at the game. Nothing against the young lady. The young lady is the truth.
It's not enough attention.
I just think it's just must-see with Caitlin Clark.
I mean, it's must-see with Juju, too, but yeah, Mark is right.
But hold on. I'm just going to say this. Any given night that you go see Caitlin, you can see a 50-piece.
No. I'm not saying she ain't doing it. What I'm saying is it to a point? I'm going to just ask you, do you think it's to a point to where, and I hate to say it like this, but do you think it's to a point where white America is so happy to be able to promote one of their own that's actually able to dominate in a sport that for the longest period of time that it's been basically a black sport.
Yeah, because she's the female Larry Bird right now.
Well, how about this?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, maybe the girl from USC is bringing in numbers, but if you don't report it or talk about it, doesn't mean it's not happening. Yeah. See, it's a big difference. See, what happens is if you make it a story, it is a story. I'm sure South Carolina's bringing numbers when they go on the road, because people pay the code. See, they sell out where they go too. Yeah. That's a whole team, you know. So they talked about that, said the story was dead. So now it's whatever the next hot story is. The Caitlin story is hot right now. So if you did an attendance where USC plays, they might have bigger numbers because, you know, some of those out in the West Coast, those arenas are huge. Yeah. So we don't know, but it's the story. So that's what we're going by.
Absolutely, because I just said that she just sold out venues. I'm not saying that she sold out Rupp Arena or the Staples Center. You know what I'm saying? She ain't selling out the Staples Center, but everywhere she's going, these little
schools. She's selling it out. Yeah, yeah.
These schools that she's going to is not is nothing like they've ever seen before. You expect that from the men's side, not much for women.
But people want to see history made. Like when she was getting closer to that that record. Oh, they buying them tickets. Yeah,
I would especially these next three games. Because she broke the women's record now. She's
going to break the all-time.
Yeah. She's going for the all-time.
She got 99 more points to go.
All right.
Like I told somebody last night, CJ, I said that might be 2.5 games for her.
Never know.
Yeah.
I got to throw this one at y'all guys real quick. Last one before we get out of here. Would y'all imagine Cheryl Miller playing in today's WNBA?
She might get killed.
Cheryl Miller might get killed.
What? Yeah, it's a lot of athletic Cheryl Millers in the WNBA now.
But you
like think? she was different when Cheryl Miller was Cheryl Miller. She was like different. Like
she'd be split dominating, man. That lady would be dominating. You know, well, it's like favorite. Certain players you can put in any era and they're gonna do their thing. She won up.
So do you think who my girl was?
And how tall was Cheryl Miller?
Like 6'8".
With handles. And a jump.
The girl from Houston.
And played defense.
You think the guy from Houston that was the MJ of the...
And could beat her brother.
By the way...
Man, ain't nobody messing with no Cheryl Miller, man.
By the way, Reggie Miller, never in my top five.
Hey,
I can't put you in my top five. You get beat by your sister.
Who the girl was? Cynthia Cooper. Ain't that playing for the Houston? They playing for Houston. You think that she would kick if she was in today's WNBA? Would she put up them same numbers that she did?
Hey, she was a different breed too.
Yeah, she was Joy.
She
was like the female Joy.
That's my point. Yeah, you see, you comparing all time greats to today. See, all time greats can be compared in any era.
You're right.
You know, if Mike came back, if a reincarnation of Mike came back today, they'd probably stop the game.
How much would he average, CJ? I'm asking you.
It wouldn't even be a point because he probably wouldn't play but a half.
and in that half, how much do you have?
About 61. Because ain't nobody playing no defense now. You know, they play like a little bit of defense in crunch time in under 2 minutes. Other than that, man, you shoot a three, you shooting a three.
That's what I was telling, like, look, trash. That's how Milwaukee lost last night because Damian Lillard was bringing the ball up court thinking that Memphis won't go play D and somebody picked his pocket.
See?
And they won the game off of the pick of the pot.
They so used to nobody playing defense, man.
And Milwaukee was up when he got his cookies taken.
Hello.
To break almost, you gotta break a few eggs. Milwaukee gotta figure it out. They knew they was trading away their defensive nucleus for more offense. They got more offense, but they didn't realize how much of a liability Dame Lillard is on defense. So, guys, it's Lamb 15. We got to make some moves. We got to get on out here. Any final thoughts before we get on out here?
Popeye.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Mr. Romar Smith.
Romar.
On what?
He's going to be a granddaddy.
Uh-oh.
Possibly. Possibly.
Papa Romar.
Yeah, man. It might not have been the news that I was expecting this week, but yeah. Possibly on my journey to become a grandpappy.
Yeah.
CJ, I got the news a couple of days ago. I might be becoming a grandfather.
Oh. Congratulations.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I ain't saying nothing wrong with it, but I just wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
That's the That's one of the most beautifulest things that can happen to you in your life.
I won't ready for it when he called me with it.
Speaking from a sixth time. And that's the youngest right there.
Oh, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? That's my first grandson.
Look at the babies. About
6 weeks old. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just waiting for him to just do anything similar to this. Just anything. If he do it all, I'm going to buy him a fishing rod. As soon as he do that. He might just be wanting this bottle. I'm going to still buy it anyway.
So yeah. You got that motion to go out there and fish, boy.
Oh, yeah. I know what I'm doing there. I'm a country boy. You know what I'm saying? We sit out there all day.
Look, like, he hit me with the phone call. I knew something was up.
Okay.
He said, I got to talk to you about something.
It's over.
Yep.
But after that, the next was, don't tell my mama. I said, uh-oh.
Why not? Mama gonna be the happiest. How old is it?
19.
Oh, don't tell mama.
You
gotta work that one in.
Uh-oh.
You gotta throw out some hypotheticals and everything. Well, what would happen?
Hey, look. When he hit me with that joke that night,
what?
I had to take like a 30-minute walk around my block consistently.
I don't blame you.
Like consistently, I walked around my block of my house for like 30 minutes straight, like, is this what I'm getting in 2024 right now?
That's what you're getting. That's what you're getting, boy.
Because he hit me with that joke, and I couldn't even sleep that night. I'm like, I woke up, was like, did he say that to me last night?
Hey, congratulations, man. And
I hope that, yeah. I hope it come to fruition. Like I told him, I got his back.
19.
I got his back, but he thinking that he was looking at it like, I said, no, you can still go to school, get your degree, all that. You got your village. We're going to make sure to make it happen.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate y'all spending this Saturday morning with us. We got to get on out here. It has been a pleasure. It is the Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J. Thank you, CJ.
Hey, man, be good.
Thank you, Mark. For the guys and all, I'll see y'all in church tomorrow.